This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is wasting little time going on the offensive after his attorney general declared the U.S. president did not commit a crime, according to the two-year investigation by a special counsel Robert Mueller into Mr. Trump's 2016 campaign's alleged ties to Russia. More from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
An emboldened President Trump is suggesting there could have been treasonous intent by some of those who were trying to link his election campaign to Moscow, and that now needs to be looked at.
It was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again.
The report compiled by special counsel Robert Mueller is still secret, but Democrats in Congress are vowing to ensure it is made public as soon as possible. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cut short his visit to Washington, D.C. in response to a rocket attack from the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu said neither Israel nor he will tolerate rocket attacks on the Jewish state.
Israel is responding forcefully to this wanton aggression. I have a simple message to Israel's enemies. We will do whatever we must do to defend our people and defend our state.
And before returning from Washington, Netanyahu looked on as Mr. Trump signed an order recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Netanyahu said Trump's signature turns a military victory more than a half century ago into a diplomatic victory. The declaration is a boost for Netanyahu, facing a stronger-than-expected re-election challenge after police last month recommended the Israeli prime minister be indicted on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. This is VOA News. British lawmakers voted to take control of Brexit from Prime Minister Theresa May. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has details.
So the eyes have it. The eyes have it.
British lawmakers on Monday voted to tear up the rulebook and try and seize control of Brexit. The vote means lawmakers will take over Parliament's agenda for one day, that day being Wednesday. It'll then make time for a series of so-called indicative votes, meaning a range of Brexit options will be put forward to see what, if anything, commands a majority. It's an unprecedented move in British politics, but these are unprecedented times. Nearly 3 years after the referendum, the UK is bitterly divided. The Prime Minister's divorce deal has been rejected twice, and just days before Britain was supposed to leave the EU, it's now unclear how, when, or even if Brexit will take place.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Villages in central Mozambique are still waiting to receive aid 10 days after Cyclone Idai hit. 128,000 people are now living in makeshift camps, and health officials say the spread of diseases like cholera are inevitable. Gracie Jerome reports for Reuters.
At least 700 people have died in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. The bridge here was destroyed, cutting off any aid convoys from reaching the village so far. This woman says they have no clothes, no food, and even if they did, they have no pots and pans to cook it in because it was all washed away. Further east in Beira, the aid has arrived, but people are worried for the future. It's not enough just to survive, they say. They need everything rebuilt. The government estimates there are now around 128,000 people living in makeshift camps across the country.
That's Reuters' Gracie Jerome reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned his Russian counterpart Monday that the United States will not stand idly as Russia escalates political tensions in Venezuela. Venezuelan and Russian media reported that two Russian Air Force planes landed in the capital city of Caracas Monday, carrying a Russian defense official and nearly 100 troops. A longtime ally of Venezuela, Russia has backed incumbent leader Nicolas Maduro, while the United States, along with dozens of other countries, have shown support for Juan Guaido, who declared himself interim president after a controversial election last year. Last week, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence condemned the arrest of Guaido's chief of staff in an op-ed for the Miami Herald and called out Russia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.